This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We have some highlights I was going to play for you real quick about Donald Trump in, looks like, Iowa. Iowa, anybody? Kansas, I'm sorry. That's not Iowa. Is that Iowa, really? Is this Iowa? No, this is Field of Dreams. Remember that? I said it wrong. You know, one of the guys says to Kevin Costner, one of the players, what's his name? Shoeless Joe, of course. He was playing Shoeless Joe. There was an announcement about him recently, too, by the way. He says, is this heaven? And Kevin Costner says, no, it's Iowa. Remember that? Huh. This is published. This is from the Kansas rally. We don't want to do the Kansas rally. I was looking for the Iowa rally. Here we go. The Iowa rally. And by the way, we're perusing this. This was 15 hours ago, streamed live. I'm watching and you're listening to my dialogue, right? Little, hey, come on, don't call me right now. This is from North Carolina. What is going on around here? People are calling on this phone and that phone. And I'm getting all kinds of stuff. They want to know from North Carolina what is going on. I can't tell them because I'm on the air with you. It says, holds a great Make America Great Again rally yesterday. And you know how they play all the music that comes up beforehand and all this stuff that plays, and they're waiting for him to come out, and there he is. Okay, we got the president now. Loud and clear, we got the president. I'm trying to see if there's anybody I know in the crowd, because I know people in Iowa. I really do. I know. Listen, you'd be surprised who I know in Iowa. Awa. So. Council Bluffs, Iowa. This comes in the day of the United Nations. Ambassador Nikki Haley resigns and Justice Brett Kavanaugh's first day on the Supreme Court. That's the great one. That's the great one. And, you know, that was kind of interesting. I was going to watch the whole thing because see if Tana Gertz did the introduction, because she's been on her show before and she's doing a lot of stuff for Trump right now. And I didn't get to see that part of the opening up, but they'll open the rally, and maybe in a little bit I'll start playing some stuff from the rally, from the great one. And, you know, they're just on the left, they're going apoplectic about everything. They're going apoplectic for sure. Kavanaugh's here. He is here to stay, unfortunately for them. It's a wonderful thing. It is a wonderful thing. You know, you have to really, bottom line, say too that this is really, and again, you've got a lot of stuff going on in the world around us, and the president is playing things truly faithful here. You know, of course, they got what's going on in Iowa. Big thing, of course, is they grow a lot of corn there, and they have a business for ethanol as a fuel source, and he's trying to bring a lot of that back and a lot of the Midwest back. You know, is he going to rally in California? Will he rally? I think he will. He'll rally New California. I believe that. I believe he'll rally New California. It's the answer to all the problems in California. The DMV motor. Don't get me going. I will not go back. That was last hour. I have got things. I have got. The agenda is right in front of me, and it's looking pretty dim right now. It's kind of packed a lot of things. But I'm looking around at the pictures of the people. And some people have green hats on for ethanol, I believe. Iowa's green. It's a farming country. Hello. And boy, is he giving everything back to the farmers, as it should be. Rural America is rising, and we're going to cure the problem with the Reynolds versus Sims issue that develops around all this stuff. Anyway, we should open up the phone lines. I was thinking about doing that. I don't know if I want to do that or not. Can I risk it? Can I risk it? I will. I'll open up the phone lines in a sec. After B block. Right now, we're cruising around in A block, and here comes the president. He's he's speaking. Here we go. We'll chime in here. This is Iowa last night.
With thousands of hardworking, great, great American patriots. Thank you.
Iowa last night.
This is truly a historic week for America. And you know what I'm talking about, because yesterday at the White House, we proudly swore in the newest member of the United States Supreme Court, Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And today, Justice Kavanaugh took his seat alongside of Justice Gorsuch to defend your rights, your Constitution, and your God-given freedom. And I want to thank our incredible Republican senators for refusing to back down in the face of the Democrats' shameful campaign of political and personal destruction. I especially want to thank an Iowa legend whose backbone and leadership made this great victory possible. Chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, a very tough cookie, Chuck Grassley. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you. Great man, great person. From the very first minute Brett Kavanaugh was nominated, radical Democrats
were on a mission
to to resist, obstruct, delay, demolish, and destroy. They want to destroy that man. Of course, they want to destroy me, too, but that's okay. Me, we understand. Him, how can you do that? They want to destroy everything. That's all they're good at. Resisting. The whole campaign is resist. Ours is to create. What the Democrats did to Brett and his beautiful family is a national embarrassment, a national disgrace. You see what's happening and you see where they're coming from. You see, including the phony protesters that got paid.
George Soros, anyone?
And now they want to protest because they didn't get paid yet and they want their money. So now they're going to really protest. You see, that's a real protest. But in just 4 weeks, you will have the chance to render your verdict on the Democrats' outrageous conduct on November 6th. And you can do early voting in Iowa. Go, just vote. Get it over with. Vote. Go vote. Early voting started today. Right? Today. Early vote. Go do it immediately. Then you don't have to listen to me anymore tonight. In fact, if you did early voting already, go home. Have a good time. Thank you. We'll let some additional people from outside in, right? No, that's not going to happen. Got a lot of people outside. But look at this place. You believe?
It's a mob scene. And yep, the President of the United States leading the way.
Could I ask the cameras to just...
We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Majority that if one person has a call, we have to hold the vote. I mean, we hardly have a majority. We need votes. Early voting is now underway, and you know that. You got to get out early voting. Go out now and vote. Leave here now immediately. Is it still open? Yes. Get the hell out of here. Early voting. And in their lust for power, the Democrats have become totally unhinged. They've gone crazy. Now the Democrats, or as some people would say, the Dems. Who says that? Lou Dobbs, the great Lou Dobbs, he says that, right? Sean Hannity says that. The Dems. Sean Hannity. Judge Jeanine says that, doesn't she? Laura, how good has Laura been, right? We got a lot of good people. Do we like Tucker? I like Tucker. Huh? He says that. Got a lot. How about Steve Ducey? How about Ainsley? Brian? We got a lot of great friends. The Democrats are even talking about doing really bad things now to Justice Kavanaugh. You know what they're talking about. And packing the courts with radical judges to overrule the will of the American people. It's not going to happen, folks. Not going to happen. Last week, they're saying we'll impeach him. Impeach him for what? For what? Besides that, I have to go first, right? Don't I have to go? Even though we've done nothing wrong, other than create one of the greatest economies in the history of our country. That'd be interesting. You get impeached for having created the greatest economy in the history of our country, the best job numbers in the history of our country, just about, right? The greatest trade deals, which we've just finished, in the history of our country. The biggest regulatory cuts, by far, already, in less than 2 years, bigger than any other president during their entire term or terms. The biggest tax cuts and reforms, you got a lot of money back in the history of our country. But the Democrats have become too extreme, and they've become, frankly, too dangerous to govern. They've gone wacko. They've gone so far left that they consider Pocahontas to be a rational person. Oh, it's crazy. Elizabeth Warren. Oh, I hope she runs. I hope she runs. Then we can finally get down to the fact as to whether or not she has Indian blood. But so far, she's not doing too well. Her mother says she has high cheekbones. That's why. And she's gotten a lot of advantages by falsely claiming what she's claimed. So I hope she's one of the finalists. But I don't want to knock too many of them, because maybe by doing, I'll knock them all out early. And I'll actually end up somebody that's it's got some talent. That wouldn't be good. So we have to be nice and quiet. I should be really quiet, really, really quiet on the bad ones. No, on the bad ones. Like, we won't talk about Cory Booker, who ran Newark into the ground.
Isn't he brutal? He's just brutal.
We won't talk
Cory
about
Booker,
Don Nagy.
Stanford graduate.
Who tried to convince people for 15 years that he was a great war hero. They were going down left. They were going down right. Right? You know who that is, Blumenthal. He said, they were going down on my left. They were going down. He was in Da Nang province, except the one problem. It's hard to be there because he was never in Vietnam, but these are minor details. And then he gets up, he goes, I demand total honesty and transparency. I'm saying, so what's this? He wants honesty. Great war hero. He's a great hero. Yeah, right. How about Senator Feinstein? That's another beauty.
Die fine.
That's a beauty. Did you leak the documents? What? No, I didn't. Did we leak? No, we didn't. Did you ever see? No. She goes, no. He just said, no, we didn't leak.
Lock her up. Die fine.
And I think they're talking about Feinstein. Can you believe it? Now, was that the worst body language, honestly? In other words, did she leak it 100%? No. No. I don't want to get sued. 99%. See, now I can't get sued. You don't hand matches to an arsonist, and you don't give power to an angry left-wing mob, and that's what the Democrats have become. They would turn our country so fast into Venezuela. And Venezuela's not doing too well, folks. If you want to drain the swamp, you must defeat the Democrats, or you're going to have one hell of a swamp.
Yeah, and I was waiting for the Venezuela comment, because that's a part of our show, actually. Yeah, it's part of my hour three, block two. Block two. Here we are in block two. And just mesmerized by the power and strength of the president, of course. Listen, I know people are just saying, oh, you're gushing. Yes, we are gushing. Gushing because it's about time we gush about this. Isn't it? I mean, 8 years we've been spending, well, for longer than that, pummeled into the ground. Pummeled into the ground. No more. Now that we got Help Judicial Watch expose George Soros, is one of the articles up here. Isn't that clever? Help Judicial Watch expose George Soros. Okay, we'll try that. But there's big problems that are brewing in Venezuela. A lot of stuff happening in Venezuela. And there's a lot of talk about, will the United States invade Venezuela? Now, Venezuela, as you know, is a socialist country. First, you had Hugo Chavez, and you had Maduro. And, of course, socialism was running supreme in the country. And there's some interesting talk about what's going on in Venezuela and whether or not the United States is going to invade Venezuela. And sources have been saying, yes, the United States is going to invade Venezuela. A big invasion force, actually. And a lot of talk about something called the Monroe Doctrine. We had this discussion several weeks ago about the Monroe Doctrine and enforcing the Monroe Doctrine, and the President of the United States is about to do that. Why would he do that? Well, you know, that's the confliction that's going on. There's some big nugget of apples out there that we're trying to sort through here on Agenda 21 Radio. And Venezuela is one of them, because there's conflicting stories about Venezuela. However, one thing that's not conflicting is, you may remember about a month ago, maybe a little longer than that, Nikki Haley went down to see for herself what was going on in Colombia regarding Venezuela and the refugee problem. And then yesterday she resigns. I wonder if it had anything to do with Venezuela. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. I am not paying attention. Well, I'm actually paying attention, but it's not to what I should be paying attention to. I'm alert at all times. I'm getting distracting, absolutely distracting information here. The phone lines are open, by the way, if you want to call in. And the telephone number is 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. Top Talk. 215 Top Talk. That's how it goes. So it goes. Top Talk. We've got all kinds of things happening, and we're more than happy to bring it all to you here on Agenda 21 Radio. But Venezuela is kind of an interesting place. A couple of our sources have just, like, disappeared. I don't know where they are. One of them is an American citizen. And I know they're all worried people about they had this one Mormon individual that was picked up by Corker. Senator Corker, who's not going to be around much longer, and I mean in the Senate. I hope he lives a long life. I didn't mean it like that. So the Venezuelan government was holding a missionary who was Mormon, but it's a purportedly missionary, hostage, and Corker apparently got him back. That's the story. You know, you don't hear too much about Venezuela. So that's why we're going to talk about Venezuela here a little bit, because it's about time we start talking about Venezuela. And I was very curious, and we did talk about this. We did bring this up, but we didn't expand on it at the time. And that was when you had Nikki Haley, who went down to Venezuela. You may recall this. You may or you may not. It's up to you. It's your choice to recall whether or not you can remember Nikki Haley in Venezuela. And I just want to connect the dots on this because, you know, what does this got something to do with the current issues of what's going on? You got to remember that Maduro just recently, there was an assassination attempt on him. The plot thickens. And they picked up an assassin, and he's ended up murdered now in jail, apparently. Now, you know how this goes. Sounds a lot like Clinton to me. But so, if in fact this is the case, then that's obviously something to think about, right? So Nikki Haley goes to Venezuela. This is, let's see when this is. I've got the Google thing searching right now. This was August. Nikki Haley about the situation in Venezuela. YouTube, the 20th. Haley talks foreign policy touring Venezuela border. That was when it was. It was August 8th. That's the story I was looking for. That was the one we did not project on. But she is. Oh, this is from Fox News. Fox News. This is from August 8th. Now Nikki Haley. She's down in Venezuela. Let's see how this all goes. Here we go. Fox News, Nikki Haley. And my favorite one of the commentators, I might add, is Shannon Breen. Shannon Breen is the one for me.
Pressure campaign against Iran and even more. State Department correspondent Rich Edson is live traveling with Ambassador Haley in Bogota, Colombia tonight. Good evening, Rich.
Hey, good evening, Shannon. And the U.N. ambassador is here in Bogota, leading the U.S. delegation for the inauguration of the new Colombian president, also touring counter-narcotic efforts out in the countryside and going to the border with Venezuela for that humanitarian crisis there. We were the only TV crew to accompany her throughout the day, spoke to her multiple times today about the issues that are facing Colombia, Venezuela, and U.S. foreign policy challenges thousands of miles away.
Listen carefully now. Listen.
United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley stands a short walk from the Venezuelan border, declaring it's time for Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to go. While focusing on the humanitarian crisis in Venezuela, flooding into Colombia only a few feet away.
Nicolas Maduro to go. Let's play that again.
Multiple fronts. She's addressing the socialist meltdown in Venezuela, as
socialist
well as
meltdown.
The maximum pressure campaign against Iran, and even more. State Department correspondent Rich Edson is live traveling with Ambassador Haley in Bogota, Colombia tonight.
Listen
good evening, Rich.
Again.
Hey, good evening, Shannon. And the U.N. ambassador is here in Bogota, leading the U.S. delegation for the inauguration of the new Colombian president, also touring counter-narcotic efforts out in the countryside and going to the border with Venezuela for that humanitarian crisis there. We were the only TV crew to accompany her throughout the day, spoke to her multiple times today about the issues that are facing Colombia, Venezuela, and U.S. foreign policy challenges thousands of miles away. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley stands a short walk from the Venezuelan border, declaring it's time for Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to go. While focusing on the humanitarian crisis in Venezuela, flooding into Colombia only a few feet away, she also addressed foreign policy challenges across the world and questions of how long the U.S. will wait for North Korea to surrender its nuclear weapons.
We're willing to wait if they want to wait, but we're not willing to wait for too long. We're willing to be patient in what their demands may be, but they have to understand the result, the end result, is the same. Ukraine. That's never going to change. And we're not going to weaken the ask, and we're not going to weaken the sanctions. So this is all in North Korea's court.
Haley and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have accused China and Russia of easing sanctions enforcement against North Korea. Today, a State Department official says the U.S. is sanctioning Russia again, this time for the poisoning of a former British spy and his daughter in England. Haley warns of more potential penalties.
There's lots of different options that we can do, but I think you saw there was another round of sanctions that just happened this past week, and so those things are going to continue to happen until we can clean up the behavior.
And this week, the U.S. began restoring sanctions against Iran that it once lifted as part of the Iran nuclear deal. The European Union wants to hold the agreement together and is warning European firms to continue conducting business with Iran.
They can play politics all they want. What we know is it was a bad deal. We wanted to get out of the deal, and we did that. The EU can do what they want, but you can't condone the practices that are coming out of Iran. And so the EU will have a decision to make.
Now back here to Colombia and the crisis ongoing with Venezuela. Ambassador Haley announced today that the United States will be providing $9 million additional dollars so that Venezuelans can have more food to eat, clean water, and medicine. That's on top of what the United States government says is already about $60 million it's provided for those crises, for those victims of that crisis. Shannon.
A dire situation for the people there. So, Rich, does the U.S. think that regime change is actually coming soon to Venezuela?
Here we go.
Well, the ambassador says that at this point, you look at what's happened over the past weekend, there was an attempt on Nicolas Maduro's life, and that eventually something has to happen to make him go. But the United Nations, or the UN ambassador said that, you know, she didn't announce anything that the United States would be doing any type of intervention within that country. Right now, it's about continued sanctions. It's about getting other countries within this region to apply pressure to try to make him go. But the crisis continues. It persists. There are about a million Venezuelans living in Colombia today, according to the government here, because of that crisis over the last couple of years.
Well, I bring this all up because, you know, California is turning into Venezuela. And it's kind of interesting. Venezuela is not too dissimilar in many respects in terms of resources, natural resources, in California. Isn't that interesting? And Venezuela has actually been taken down the road of socialism to where it's now a nation that's on its knees. And California, the fourth largest economy in the world. That's a bunch of crap. It's not. I mean, you have a bunch of people making a lot of money, but where's the taxes going? Right? They don't pay any taxes. These big corporations making money. And, of course, we're mismanaging our resources like crazy. But what is the longer-term project? As we all know, it's Agenda 21, right? Not happening, though. New California stops it. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You may remember, what time is it? Even Christmas. I'm going to watch the time here. You may remember about a month ago, there was an attack on Maduro. An attempted assassination. We reported this. They brought in drones. And it was one of these kind of things where they had a huge military parade going on. And listen, I got a tape. They're playing music and everything. It's a big parade. It's a big parade. And you know how these big parades are. You've got thousands of military people out in parade in the street, big, huge avenue. And this is in the capital of Caracas, Venezuela. I've never been to Caracas, Venezuela, but I knew people from Caracas, Venezuela. Anyway, so they're out there all in parade rest there, and the music's playing, and all of a sudden, boom, boom, a couple of explosions. Let's see if we can get the sound effects from this. This is from CNN. Let's see if we can get this. Listen carefully. Boom!
This new video appears to show the drone that exploded near Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in what he calls an assassination attempt. CNN has not been able to verify the authenticity of this video. Meanwhile, activists fear President Maduro could now launch an even harsher crackdown on his critics. Six people in Venezuela have been arrested. The U.S. and Colombia deny any involvement in the alleged attack. Some analysts say the Venezuelan government could have made up the incident. But real or not, President Maduro will probably use it to drum up support.
Ah, I bet he will. And he does, and he has been. Anyway, so this is the gig, though. One of the suspects in this, who was accused of trying to assassinate Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro for using drones armed with explosives, died under mysterious circumstances Monday. I'm shocked to see death going on here. Shocked! Venezuelan government officials say Fernando Albán, a 56-year-old city councilor in the capital of Caracas, Venezuela, a Maduro critic, died by suicide. Died by suicide. Well, they don't know if it's... I mean, after jumping out of a 10th-floor window of the Bolivian Intelligence Service, the country's top intelligence agency. The Bolivian Intelligence Service... He jumps out of the 10th floor on that. He's a suspect accused of trying to... Okay, so I'm not... Why was he in the Bolivian? Bolivia is a different country than Venezuela, right? The country's talking. But Maduro critics have accused the regime of murdering Albon as part of a massive crackdown on opposition groups and human rights activists. See, this is where they talk about rounding up the usual suspects. Hey, yeah, you look usual. Come on over, be a suspect. Albon was arrested on Friday for his alleged involvement in the apparent assassination attempt on August 4th. When an armed drone, two of them actually, drones, flew towards Maduro during his speech at a military parade. Two loud explosions were heard, and while Maduro escaped the attack unharmed, seven members of Venezuela's National Guard were injured. These things hovered in and blew up. They just didn't have, you know, they were in close proximity, but it wasn't that close. But it was close enough to impact the people on the ground and injure them. And there was thousands of these guys on the ground. It is unclear exactly what happened to Albon in the time between his arrest and death. You know, one thing, he's dead now, apparently. We do know that. Said Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Venezuela's Interior Minister, Nestor Luis Ravoli, tweeted Monday that as Albon was being transferred to court, he threw himself out of a window. Shocked to see that. He obviously is a case of suicide. That account seemed to differ from that of the Venezuelan Attorney General, Tariq William Saab, who said in an interview with state broadcaster VTV that Albon flung himself from the window after asking permission to go to the bathroom. Somehow, he got out of the window and died. Let's just leave it at that. Nothing to see here. Move along. Albon's lawyer, Joel Garcia, told CNN that Saab's account is totally false, as it would have been impossible for his client to go unaccompanied to the bathroom and jump out of the window, given the high level of security and surveillance inside the building. Officials outside Venezuela have also cried foul. Luis Almagro, the Secretary General of the Organization of American States, said that on Twitter that Albon's death was a direct result of a torturing and homicidal regime. Opposition to human rights groups have accused Maduro's administration of holding hundreds of political prisoners on phony charges in an attempt to stifle dissent. The United Nations has said detainees are often suspected of ill treatment and in some cases of torture. The Venezuelan government consistently denies it has been detaining people as political prisoners and claims those who are being held have been fairly jailed. They were treated. That's my word. You got to call it up like it is. They were treated. U.S. Senator Bob Corker. Now, this is the name I want you to think about because we're going to get into Venezuela in the next coming days because of the parallels to California. And also, is there going to be an invasion? Senator Bob Corker called Albon's death disturbing and said the government of Venezuela has responsibility to ensure all understand how that could have happened. Well, we do know that the window was open and he went out of it. How he got out, I don't know. Corker, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, is in Venezuela on a fact-finding mission, meeting with U.S. officials, Venezuelan lawmakers, and opposition leaders. He met with Maduro in Caracas, earlier this year. Albon is one of several people Venezuelan authorities have arrested in the usual suspect way. We'll be back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're trying to check it out and see if we have any kind of information in the next minute or so that I can perhaps divulge to you about conditions for Hurricane Michael. I know we started out the show with this, and I just want to kind of briefly touch upon this if we can. Here's something from the Weather Channel.
And conditions will only be getting worse here in Panama City Beach and elsewhere as an extremely dangerous Hurricane Michael moves closer. Tornadoes are possible within some of these heavier rain bands, and there is a tornado watch that's in place. Now, Michael will likely move on shore as a very dangerous Category 4 hurricane. A Cat 4 is something this part of Florida has never experienced in recorded history. Check out some of these winds as we go into the afternoon hours. Panama City Beach, some wind gusts of more than 100 miles per hour. Same with you in Apalachicola. Those strong winds will continue to move into the interior as we go through the late afternoon into the evening hours. Additionally, we're talking about an extremely dangerous storm surge, some places 9 to 13 feet. That could be catastrophic. And also heavy rainfall, with some areas picking upwards to 12 inches of rain.
Wow. There you have it. 12 inches of rain. And, well, they've got some other stuff going on, too, but We're not going to get into that
right now. In our stomachs as meteorologists.
Yeah, this is going to be a big one. And Panama City has never had this sort of a Cat 4 experience. And thoughts and prayers with everybody out there. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. And also newcaliforniastate.com. New California, it's here. It's rocking. It's rocking. So visit that website, newcaliforniastate.com, for more information. And also purchase your shirts and everything else. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.